Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, 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 guys, what is going on? It's your boy, GB. Man, I love you guys to life. Podcast is growing, bro. It's been growing month after month, but to see the numbers that we're doing now, man, is absolutely phenomenal. And you know, the thing that I do ask, man, I don't ask a lot from you guys, but I do ask that if you have found value in this show, which I'm assuming if you're still here, you have, that I just ask that you pause this right now, that you copy the link to this podcast and you send it to another brother that can use this help, that you feel would gain something from it. All right, even if you just send them, hey, bro, I just want you to listen to this. Send them one of your favorite ones, man, because the goal is for us to extremely, like, bring down the extremely high divorce rate, to bring down the extremely high obesity rate, and to really help men take back, like, their place as far as, like, being the leader that we're supposed to be. And this comes from my heart because this was something that I struggled with for years, man, and I didn't have... I didn't have somewhere to turn. I didn't have a group. I didn't have a lot of people that I could really like, that really understood what was going on. And I was like, man, like, we're really hurting out here and we need this, dude. And so the thing that I ask is, don't be selfish. Share it with somebody, man, especially if you're finding value from it, especially if you're finding value from it. Because the thing is, what I did learn is that you never know even what a friend is going through, man. Like, you just don't know. Like, because most men, we don't share shit. And then so to us, it's like, oh, everything's all right. And then you end up, you're like, hey, dude, how the fuck did you get divorced? What happened? Right? Like, it's just sudden like that. Well, it seems sudden to us. So, bro, even if you don't think that you need it, just if you found value in it, copy the link, send it to somebody. But what I wanted to hop in today, man, is talking about getting your ass back in the game. Like, get back in the game. And what do I mean by that? And I'm drawing on the fact that all of you were some sort of athlete or something in the past, right? And there was a violence of execution that we had when we were played sports, right? Like, there was extra practices that we did. I know for me, man, I would always like pack up my bag on the weekends and I'd be out on the field for hours, bro, working on my footwork, working on technique, working on just so many things, because my goal was at, in high school, it was to play in college. And so that was my whole goal. And so like, I was consumed with that. It didn't matter what I had to do in order to get there, dude. And if you played in Texas, dude, you can physically see the heat coming off of the ground, right? And it didn't matter to me, right? Because what I wanted, I knew exactly what I wanted and I knew what it took to get there and I was willing to do it. And I talked about this in the previous episode, right? Where I talked about everything has a blueprint, right? And it's just, are you willing to do the work that you need to do in order to obtain what it is that you want? And for most people, that's no. And this is why you, when you look at the three key areas of your life, whether it's financially, physically, or even in your relationship, a lot of you struggle, right? And none of this is saying me, I'm perfect, bro. Like, it's nothing like that. But what I want you to do is, like, when I say get back in the game, the reason that you executed so highly in sports is because you had a girl in the stands, you had your coaches as, you know, accountability, you had your teammates that you wanted to play for, like, you wanted to win the fucking game. Like, so it didn't matter the practices and the puking sessions that you went through and the pain that you went through to train, because in all reality, bro, nobody saw the work that you were putting in the dark. Like, nobody saw it. And you didn't win the game on the practice fields when you were out there by yourself. That's not winning the game, but you were doing the things with the outcome, knowing the outcome that you desired, right? And when we're talking about, like, there's an outcome that you desire, you did the work regardless of knowing if that outcome was going to happen or not, because you wanted it that bad. But the problem that I see is that you're not taking that same violence of action and applying it to either your relationship for most of you or your body for most of you, right? Most of you listening to this are, you're doing really well financially and you have the career. But this is why you're here, because your career is going fucking phenomenal, but the rest of your life is in shambles. And so, like, no matter how hard you've tried in order to, like, remain consistent in those other areas, you just can't seem to. And what I'm trying to help you understand is that the reason you're not doing it is because you've gamified your career. Like, you've put rules in place, you execute at the highest level, there are no excuses, you do not miss, but then you promise your wife that you're going to do something, you don't do the shit. You promise your kids you're going to do something, you don't show up, right? This was me. This was, I took this violence of action in sports, I mean, in sports and in career. And then this is for you. I'm doing this for you guys, but I'm constantly missing shit, like going out and trick or treating with my kids, right? Like, I don't know how many years I'd never made it to trick or treating because I was so busy off building the business that I said was for them. And it was asked backwards, right? And I need you to get back into gamifying your life, because when we look at sports and we look at business, it is not a, it's like a zero sum game. Did you do the work that was required of you to get, to move the needle forward? For you guys, if you set meetings, you don't miss those fucking meetings. You set them on the calendar every week and let one of your employees be late, right? You're on their ass. Excellence. Excellence is what we do. But then if I look at your body, you're so busy talking about excellence, but your stomach is halfway, like you can't even see your belt buckle, right? Like, how is that excellence? Like, you're a hypocrite. And the thing is that if we're going to say that we're going to be the leaders that we want to be in our business life, in our family life, like, we have to walk the walk, not just talk it. But the thing is like, how do you actually bridge that gap and become that? How do you do it? And guys, when I had to dig myself out of this dark fucking hole that I was in, dark hole, man, I didn't have this. Like, I didn't have people that I could turn to that could like challenge me, like, in a theoretical sense, but also like in a mental capacity to where it was like, help me understand the conscious and subconscious thought processes that were really holding me back. Like, what was it that was really keeping me from obtaining what it is that I wanted? Because we can argue back and forth till you're blue in the face, but most guys aren't going to listen to that. And the reason that I've built, you know, the Elite Father and what I've done is because, dude, like, we need this shit, right? Like, we need to understand, like, how do I actually get back? Like, what do I do? Because a lot of the stuff sounds great in theory. It's like, just go after what it is that you want, like, set the goals. But what I try to do with this podcast, man, is I try to give you guys like tangible, like, executions. Like, what do you actually do? How do you actually fix it? How do you actually change it? Like, what do you do? And when we go back into like gamifying your life, there are things that like you should turn every single day into a fucking challenge. And that is how I got out of the dark hole that I was in. I turned every single day into a challenge. If I said I was going to get up at a certain time, did I get up at the time or not? If I said I was going to go to the gym, did I get up and go to the gym or not? If I said I was going to eat this amount of foods at this caloric base, did I do the shit or not? Because so many times, man, I think if you've ever been at the end of your day and you feel like disappointed or frustrated and you can't really figure out why, it's because that's your conscious calling to you, bro. Like, that's your inner being saying you are fucking up and you are falling short because you are not doing what it is that you said you were going to do. You're living like this battle internally. It's this contradiction, right? And so like, you might blame it on other things, but it's literally because you're not aligned, bro. You're saying one thing and then you're executing in a completely different fashion. And so when you look at, okay, because if you turn it into a game, if you have a goal, a target, and then you turn it into a game, it allows you to say, man, like, it gives you that fire or that challenge that you're looking for. Most of you want the goal, but in between the goal, like, you're not, there's no tangible things to reward yourself, right? This is how you're wired, right? So if you're looking at your day and you're like, man, you know, like, I told my wife, you know, I wanted to spend X amount of time with my wife this morning. Okay, did you do that or did you not? Did you like spend this week with her? Did you have a date night? What did you guys actually fucking do in order for you to move the needle forward in a relationship? Right? What did you do? Because there are steps. And what I want you to do, man, is this is an exercise that I did. And I'll let you guys go because I don't want this one to be too long. I want to give you actionable steps. I looked at the areas that I was good at, which was business. And I looked to apply those same principles into the other areas, my physical body and my relationship with my wife and my children. And I looked at, okay, if I want to have a great relationship, what does the great relationship look like with my spouse? Like, what does it look like on a day-to-day basis? What does it look like on a weekly basis? Then if I want to look better physically, what does it look like on a day-to-day basis and what does it look like on a weekly basis? And then what I would do is I would have a list of tasks. Now, don't go out here, bro, and set 400 tasks for the day because you're not going to do this shit. Like, this is where I messed up too. You're not going to do this shit. It needs to be very simplistic. And it's just like zero sum. Did you do or did you not? Did you do or did you not? And this, again, this all comes from the basis that you're going to hold your fucking word. Because if you're dishonest with yourself, bro, if you're the type of person that you make promises and you don't follow through with them, like, this is why you're failing. it's looking in the mirror and understanding you can't hold your word to yourself. When I looked at myself and I looked at the way that my marriage had gotten, and I looked at the way that my relationship with my kids had gotten, and I looked at the way that my body had gotten, it was because I wasn't being truthful with myself. I wasn't holding my word to myself. Right. And this is what caused this rift in your being, because you're like, dude, I should be doing better. I know to do better. I know not to eat the fucking cupcake. I know to be a little bit more patient with my wife. I know that when my wife asked me to do something, I said I was going to do it. And then I turned around and didn't do it. Right. Like, you knew to do the thing, but then you made up a fucking excuse. Like, it's like this war that's going on. And so what do you have to do? You have to set out a list of tasks that are pretty simple for you to hit. And you got to make them small at first. This is the reason why. Because, like, have you ever had a list of things and, like, you cross it out? Like, the first thing you execute it on, you're like, oh, shit, you feel pretty good. Like, you're in momentum now, right? Like, not only are you in the right energetic state, you're in alignment, you're doing the little shit. So, like, you cross that thing off, you're like, fuck, what's my next thing? And you cross the next thing off, and you're like, oh, shit, yeah, hell yeah. And then this is how you gamify your life, because in order for you to really succeed at the other areas, you have to take the same thought process that you had in sports, the same structure and the same thought process and structure that you have in your business or your career, right? In sports, you had your girl in the stands or a couple girls in the stands, right? Like, it's like, and you had your coaches, you had your teammates, you wanted to win the game. There was a very strong accountability system present. There was a very strong accountability present, and you wanted to win, you wanted to play. And so you did the work that was required of you. Okay. In your business, there's an extremely strong accountability system in place. Like, or even in your career, if you don't execute on the KPIs that you have, you're not going to get the outcome that you want. If you don't keep the meetings that you said you were going to keep, you don't move forward. So your Q1 is going to look drastically different from your Q4 because you fucking fell off a cliff, right? And so it's the same thing. It's like, what accountability system do you have in your marriage? What accountability system do you have physically? Right? And what accountability system do you have with your relationship with your children? And then from there, what are those lists of things that you need to do each and every day with the accountability structure in place to win the day? It's all about winning the individual moments, because every fucking thing that you do is a choice, and you have to turn this into an internal challenge. For me, I turned it into a challenge, dude. Like, it's like life against me. And what I mean by that is that, like, if I looked at it for, like, life is challenging me and it's questioning, am I going to hold my word to myself and do what the fuck I just said I was going to do? And if I don't, it beat me, and I don't like fucking getting beat. And so when I talk about this turning into a game again, it is you igniting that fire and that passion for you to fucking win, because the only thing that you're winning in right now is your career. The only thing that you're winning in right now is your money. That is it. And your wife and your family life is in fucking shambles, and then your body is just as bad, right? And the only reason those things are bad is because you have no fucking fight, and you're letting life kick your ass, and you're using excuses that you then tell your employees and your other coworkers not to use in those other areas that you are good at. And shame on you for being hypocritical, right? And so, like, you have to take these tasks as a challenge, bro. It's like, did you follow through with what you said you were going to do? Yes or no? If you didn't, I don't want to hear any fucking excuse. Don't give yourself an excuse. Don't let yourself off the hook. Like, you have to have this fire and this passion about you again. You have to get your ass back in the game, because right now you're not in the game. You're on the sidelines sitting there and wondering why life is kicking your ass. It's because you have no fight in those areas. You are a hypocrite and you're not working your ass off. You're not being the guy that you could be. You're not fulfilling your potential. Some of it is because your ego. It's getting in your way. You keep trying to tell yourself you can do it on your own. You can figure it out on your own. Dude, nobody can fucking figure out anything on their own. The reason you have the career that you have, the reason that you have the business that you have, is because you have other people around you. Point blank, period. It has nothing to do with you, and your fucking ego is getting in the way, right? And so then you look at your relationship. Dude, I was the guy that, and I know I'm going on a little rant, but just stay with me. But I was the guy that in my marriage, I did not want to go to marriage counseling because I didn't want to listen to somebody else. Why? Because, oh, Greg knows. I know the answer, right? Like, and it was pig-headed, and I almost lost everything because of it, right? And so my challenge to you guys is, like, to get your ass back in the fucking game. Get back in the game. Challenge yourself, dude. Work. Like, do the same work that you're doing in your business or career and apply that same ferociousness to your marriage and your body. And I promise you, if you set out these tasks, right? Like, if you set out these tasks and you say, you know, no matter what, I'm going to fucking execute on these things and you will not beat me. Like, you have to take that same game and that same challenge, because that is what life's doing. And if you look at your body and you're 30, 40 pounds overweight and your stomach's sticking out, you got man boobs, it's like, you're losing, bro. You're losing. If you're on the brink of divorce, you're fucking losing. And why are you losing? It has everything to do with your mentality. It has everything to do with your lack of execution. That is exactly what it is. And I want better for you, dude. And I want you to fucking crush this week. So takeaways, man. Set out the three areas of your life: your health, your wealth, and your relationships. What are the tasks that you need to do daily? Don't set 14 different fucking tasks. You set 1 to 2 to 3. Physically, it's like, did I go to the gym today? Check. Did I eat the foods that I was supposed to? Check. Did I get the sleep that I was supposed to? Check. My relationship. Did I tell my wife I love her? Did I kiss her? Did we have fucking sex tonight? Did we do, like, all of these things? It is a game. And you need to stay present and in the moment. It's just like on the practice fields, bro. One play at a time. That's what coach tells you in the practice. That's what he told you in the game. One play at a time. What does that mean? We're not focused on the outcome of the game. We're focused on executing on this play. Be your best on this play. And when it comes to your life, you have a decision. Am I going to be good at this play, or am I going to fail on this play? Because more times than not, you're aware of what the play is. You're just choosing to not execute. I love you guys to life, man. I hope you guys have an awesome fucking week. And as always, man, I love you guys. We'll talk soon. Peace.